98.3 The Coast, the best mix. It's the best mix in the morning show with Zach East and the Hot 3 from Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. Our guests this morning are from Honor Credit Union, including Will, our cybersecurity analyst over at Honor. And Macy, of course, joins us as well. And the reason we're all talking together and have someone as serious as Will's position here to talk about cybersecurity is that phishing has become a very serious threat for every person that traverses the internet these days, trying to figure out whether or not the emails they get from either financial institutions, credit card companies, or even just places they do business with are actually legitimate. So how is Honor helping to protect members and others here who might be getting some of these phishing emails, and you know, what do they do about it?
Right. There's a couple of things when I talk about phishing that I like to address is the different types first. You have email phishing, which is the most infamous, the most common that's going around the world. Usually they're trying to get your credentials or get you to click on malicious links. And then the biggest thing that has been increasing lately is phone and text phishing.
Oh.
So now they like to emulate the whole marketing scheme where they get these call lists. They'll now call everybody on these call lists trying to say, hey, you have a package from UPS or something like that waiting for you to be delivered. Just sign in, fill your information, or give us a call and stuff like that. So that's starting to become the most dangerous and most prevalent form now.
And that can, again, happen to people who are the most technologically connected, because even I, as a person that I feel I'm very tech savvy in the work that I do every day, not just in radio, but in the technology we do here at Midwest Family, there are some things that have duped me before that I've nearly clicked on.
Oh, yeah.
But the big overriding factor typically is, if you're not sure, don't do it and simply ask somebody about it.
Exactly. Yeah. Some of the best defenses is really like, don't engage. Yeah. Just delete it. Ignore it, because that's what they're trying to do, is create communication, some back and forth, so they're able to try to manipulate or draw out any information to then steal your identity, essentially. And like I said, I touched on UPS and FedEx. They're the most popular to imitate. Oh. So given all the current USPS issues, everybody's ordering off Amazon now. So, you know, of course, that's an easy target. It's the lowest hanging fruit. And unfortunately, these people are lazy and they do like to just, you know, get that low hanging fruit. And then also, too, biggest thing is the Honor app. So what this tool will do, which I highly suggest, it's a great tool, especially if you're a member at Honor. You can stay up to date with information. Card control is baked into the app as well, so then you're able to turn off your credit or debit cards if anything were to happen. And that's the thing. What Honor does is we give you different avenues to authenticate the communications we give to you. We have a website that you can always check for current market things. Social media as well, and then just different avenues. We have a call center that's always available to take your call, and feel free to ask questions.
Yeah, Macy, that's probably one of the best places for people to start, is maybe just even pick up the phone and call the Honor member center and simply ask a question. Did you mm-hmm. send me something recently, or can you help me check my transactions to see if I have this charge that they're supposedly asking about, right?
For sure, for sure. We have all kinds of resources. If you do have a question, you do get an email or text message you're just not sure about, you don't want to delete it, whatever, come show us. Like, give us, say like, hey, is this real or is this good? And we'll be more than happy to help you with that and point you in the right direction as to what it is. And as long as we can help you, I mean, that's what we have your best interest. So definitely do that. Visit our website, honorcu.com. Will actually wrote a blog about all of this, has links and stuff where you can go report any bad spam and stuff like that. And so we definitely recommend going to visit there too.
All right. That's awesome. And we'll link that up on our website as well at 983thecoast.com. Will, Macy, thanks very much. It's the Honor Credit Union Hot 3 here at 98.3 The Coast.